City budget reductions forced 17 of Tucson's 27 community swimming pools to close in 2009. John Sefton is the deputy director of Tucson Parks and Recreation. He says these closures have a negative impact on the community, especially for the children.
With the reduction of budgets, we have only been able to maintain the year-round operation of the 10 swimming pools. That was met with criticism, disappointment, concern. There was a lot of kids that were not experiencing the swimming activity on a daily basis. There was a lot of kids that were not learning how to swim.
In an effort to bring back Tucson's pools, the department launched a program called Bring Back the Splash. Sefton says this campaign asked the community to donate money to open more pools.
We are extremely excited. We've had a number of businesses, great folks in the community that have stepped up and recognized the importance of having these pools open and available for their community. We are just shy of $100,000 raised from the business and philanthropic communities that are adding these dollars to our operation.
Because of the community support, the department will reopen 6 community pools this summer. Sefton says each pool requires $40,000 to $60,000 for summer operation. A large portion of each pool's expense is dedicated to paying lifeguards.
Every donated dollar for this program will directly go to hiring and employing the summer lifeguards. I'm really excited to be able to hire an additional 100 lifeguards this year.
More pools open to the public means more opportunities for children to be around water. Yamira Diaz is the coordinator of community outreach with Tucson Medical Center. Last month, TMC participated in the second City Water Walk with Arizona Drowning Prevention Coalition. Diaz went door-to-door to spread drowning awareness in Tucson.
They can drown in 1 inch of water. It doesn't take very much for a young child to drown. And when we went door-to-door, you know, one of the things that we emphasized was the ABCs of water, which is make sure there's always an adult, make sure that you have barriers so that children cannot get in anywhere around a pool or spa. And then also, if you do own a home or you're around pool, make sure you either know CPR classes or you try to get your children to take swimming lessons.
Diaz says teaching children pool safety tips only goes so far in protecting them from drowning. She says the reopening of Tucson's pools will provide more opportunities for children to learn how to swim.
You know, these pools are closed, and when they're closed, they can't provide any swim lessons. And to us, that's very important because that is when, I mean, we can teach them all of this wonderful stuff in the classroom. You know, then they should never be in the water if there's not a adult. If we can progress it to where they're actually now, they've learned the importance of all these things, and now they can actually get into the water and they're actually learning how to swim, you know, it just kind of goes hand in hand.
Sefton with the city department says Tucson's 6 additional community pools will open during the first week of June and will run until the end of July. He says without the community's help, this wouldn't be possible.
Well, I'm constantly in awe of the Tucson community. When there's a challenge put forth, Tucson steps up. It comes from so many different areas.
A list of the city pools open this summer is available online at azpm.org. I'm Kelly Holtgren, Arizona Public Media.